I believe that it is important to understand others.
I believe that it's okay not to have any strong beliefs.
I believe in the power and joy of running.
This I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Most of us have found that metaphors help us make sense of our complicated world, pushing us to view life's complexities through alternate lenses and images. Metaphors are the creative tools of writers, artists, and therapists. The renowned author and anthropologist Mary Catherine Bateson once said, "There are few things as toxic as a bad metaphor. You can't think without metaphors." Well, this week's essayist, Lindsay Arriman, surely has made good use of metaphors in her life.
The first time I ever ice skated, I felt joy. Though it was challenging, exhausting, and often frustrating, it was, at the same time, purely exhilarating. 24 years later, I am still on the ice as a figure skating coach. Several years ago, I coached with Carol, a woman full of exuberance both for skating and life. One night, after she and I had finished coaching group skating lessons in Pawtucket, we monitored the kids as they zipped around the rink during their free skate time. Suddenly, across the rink, a little girl took a hard fall. My heart sank for a moment as Carol and I raced over to her. Thankfully, the bright-eyed child sat up and was, of all things, laughing. My heart began its long climb back up from my stomach. As the little girl skated away to join her friends, Carol turned to me and said, "You want to hear my theory?" Since Carol always had a unique perspective to share, I was eager to hear what came next. "Skating," she said, "is a lot like life." Carol expounded on her theory by explaining that skating, like life, is tough and the elements don't always come naturally or easily. "And sometimes you fail, and sometimes you fall down," she continued. "And it hurts and often bruises. But you have to pull yourself up, stand again on your own two feet, and keep on moving." I laughed as Carol said this, but at the same time, I recognized the truth in what she said. Here was an analysis of the sport I had been a part of for over 20 years. More than a sport, it had become a metaphor for life. Today, I teach children and adults how to skate. But no matter their age, the first lesson that everyone learns is how to stand up on the ice after falling down. I am often reminded of Carol's metaphor when I observe skaters who fall, follow the steps necessary to stand back up, and through sheer determination proceed to try again and again and again. I believe that skating is a lot like life, and that in both, possessing the internal fortitude to persevere is essential to our growth as human beings. Because if we never fell down, we'd never have the occasion to laugh at ourselves or cry, and then pull it together and carry on. And without that opportunity, life wouldn't be nearly as exhilarating and rewarding as it is.
Lindsay Arriman is an English teacher at North Smithfield High School, where each year her ninth grade students write their own This I Believe essays. Arriman has been a member of the Pawtucket and Providence Figure Skating Club for over 20 years. She also coaches private and group skating lessons in Pawtucket. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.